seem to think that I'm supposed to be whoever you want me to be. And if I'm not, then you holding me all kinds of responsible, like I have control over what your mind rolls over to make an obstacle.
That's your mind.
It's kinda comical, but not because I wanna laugh. It's like I strip butt naked, but you don't understand that this is me all day. I never hid it from you.
Never.
That piece of my heart you have, let me get it from you. I'm all the way exhausted with this caustic connection that I call friendship, and then it cost me. Sanity is a virtue, more so than patience. Still, you can't just send me a bill, cause you won't pay it. In your head first, you need to deal with the cray shit. Professionals who really can't help are truly waiting.
For real.
My dumb ass made the mistake when we reconnected and I knew you hadn't made changes.
Right.
Being selfish and egotistical kept me baited. I should've waited and let your true colors show from back when we dated. None of this says you're evil, at least in my opinion. But if you think that I'm somebody's henchman or minion, then you don't know me at all and you're tripping. The truth is gonna throw you that ball. I think you need to kick it to the curb. Sit there and learn yourself, acting like you got a raw deal you didn't earn for yourself.
For real.
See, I keep it straightforward to let the free and clear stand ears to make the noises I need you to hear for me. No ducking cover, no augmentation or manipulation, no space for making an interpretation. But still, you got the skill to shake and twist until you got the pill. Then make somebody else take it, but they ain't got the ills.
Real.
We see that's you, homie. I do admit that you legitimately grew on me, and I see the potential. Until your pain makes it not so simple. You were dealing with a brother who popped your pimples. This fella who embellished tall tales to make you smile and stay vulnerable to naked eyes takes a while to recall. Even I forget sometimes that I would fall, but I never blamed it on you, cause it was not your fault.
Right?
This comes from a place of love, whether or not you get that. If I didn't care at all, I would never have hit you back to say I'm sorry for the hurt that I caused. Even after you let a third party put us on pause,
you did
then
that.
You disappeared for years. Sometimes would drop me a chat to shed tears or laugh or share fears. My time is worth a lot and so is yours.
Yep.
I would not be ignored by my destiny. The rest can be rhetorical. Just understand that my freedom was never metaphorical. Plus you said I could trust you. What are you going for?
Really?
What's the end game? I choose to live without regrets. That doesn't mean that I don't ever feel it when I mess. And this is probably the real reason we are ex. It's not only up to me if we are friends. I'm not perfect. Don't expect me to be. It's not worth it. You put me on the moon of your world, but I'm an earthling. And I have plenty of work keeping my ego in check to just be confident and not be a dick. It doesn't help when I become one of these mythical princes in your mind while you worship my gifts.
Cause
in your eyes, that means I have to do what you imagine me to. And that would never make me happy with you. Sad, but it's true. Plus, I'm with somebody already.
I'm with somebody.
And I have a family. A whole family. So let's just be friends or just get the fuck on, man. For real. Love, I love you, but not like that, though.